things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Mr. Hurt, you cannot tell me you're so naive as to think your words would not have created a political firestorm. You understood that, didn't you, when you wrote those words, when you decided to include those words, when you decided to go beyond specific references to documents? You understood how they would be manipulated by my colleagues here on the GOP side of the aisle and by President Trump. You understood that, did you not?
Congressman, what I understood is the regulations that govern my conduct as special counsel.
And those regulations
me to write a confidential report for the Attorney General,
which you knew would not be confidential.
And that is what I did, Congressman.
Mr.
I followed the rules.
You knew it would not be confidential.
I followed them.
You knew it would not be confidential, didn't you?
Sir, the regulations required me to write a confidential report explaining my decision to the Attorney General,
which you knew would be released.
It was up to the Attorney General to determine
you understood
what
it would be released. Did you
would
not
be released consistent with DOJ policy?
You understood it would be released. You understood it would be released.
I understood from the Attorney General's public comments that he would make as much of my report public as he could, consistent with legal requirements. And what you are suggesting is that I needed to provide a different version of my report that would be fit for public release. That is nowhere in the rules. I was to prepare a confidential report that was comprehensive and thorough of an
what is in the rules, Mr. Herr, what is in the rules is you don't gratuitously do things to prejudice the subject of an investigation when you're declining to prosecute.
Hello.
You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign.
Hello.
You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice. You certainly didn't have to include that language. You could have said, vis-a-vis the documents that were found at the university, the president did not recall. There is nothing more common. You know this. I know this. There is nothing more common with a witness of any age when asked about events that are years old to say, I do not recall. Indeed, they're instructed by their attorney to do that if they have any question about it. You understood that. You made a choice. That was a political choice. It was the wrong choice.
Yay. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And Comey did it too. They gratuitously disparaged the subject that they refuse or decline to prosecute. If you decline to prosecute, the rules say that you can't dirty up that person, right? And he did it, and Comey did it. And, you know, I mean, obviously, there is a political agenda, if I dare say it, that Mr. Herr has in his head. And you know what's really fascinating? You know what's really interesting? You know what's really laughable? When Mr. Herr, if God forbid, no, that's how seriously I take this, okay? God forbid Donald Trump ends up being the commander-in-chief president again. Oh, I mean, really. So the least of your worries will be this, but this will happen, okay? Mr. Herr will be nominated to a federal judgeship and confirmed by the Republican Senate. And people won't remember that he did this. They won't remember that he did this. But there's something wrong with Joe Biden because he doesn't remember a piece of paper being in his garage for 20 years or 10 years or whatever it is. I just really give me a break. There was absolutely. And you know what was really interesting? They kept trying to ask, the Republicans kept trying to ask the question 8 ways to Sunday. So if Joe Biden was a younger man and not sympathetic, you know, and you felt that because the comment that we're taking issue with that Mr. Herr included was that one of the reasons, and this is the way it's been characterized by Republicans, but when you read the transcript or when you read his report, that is not what it says. But what Mr. Herr implies, okay, is that one of the reasons, one of them, that he did not prosecute Joe Biden for a willful retention of classified documents was because he would appear to a jury very sympathetic in the way that he is an old, kind man with a bad memory. And that is not a reason not to prosecute. That is not a reason to prosecute. That has absolutely nothing to do with the facts of this case. The facts of this case is that he found nothing in Biden's state of mind that would suggest that he took these documents on purpose or for his own, you know, enrichment or for his own personal use the way that Trump did. So this is the way it's done here. Here's Ted Lieu from California, House member, actually comparing the Biden documents case to the Trump documents case with Mr. Herr being asked yes or no, is any of this or all of this true?
There are, quote, material distinctions, end quote, between President Biden's case and Mr. Trump's case. So here's my first question. In your investigation, did you find that President Biden directed his lawyer to lie to the FBI?
We identified no such evidence.
Did you find that President Biden directed his lawyer to destroy classified documents?
No.
Did you find that President Biden directed his personal assistant to move boxes of documents to hide them from the FBI?
No.
Did you find that President Biden directed his personal assistant to delete security camera footage after the FBI asked for that footage?
No.
Did you find that President Biden showed a classified map related to an ongoing military operation to a campaign aide who did not have clearance?
No.
Did you find that President Biden engaged in a conspiracy to obstruct justice?
No.
Did you find that President Biden engaged in a scheme to conceal?
No.
Each of the activities I just laid out describe what Donald Trump did in his willful mishandling of classified information and his criminal efforts to deceive the FBI. In contrast, President Biden handed over documents without delay and complied fully with investigators.
There's a difference here. Can you see it now? Can you see it? It's becoming more clear to you? Is your cognitive ability improving? Is it improving with the questioning and the answering of the questions? The yes or no, the briefness of the answers? Did Joe Biden's attorney lie to the FBI about these documents? No. Did Biden's attorney attempt to destroy the documents? No. Did Joe Biden's assistant move the documents in order to hide them from investigators? No. Did Joe Biden's assistant or did Joe Biden attempt to delete any of the classified materials? No. Did Joe Biden engage in a conspiracy to obstruct justice? Did he engage in a conspiracy to conceal documents? I mean, there's a big difference here. Can you see it now? Is it all becoming clear to you? Man, I hope so. Because this is not the same case. And you know, we're dealing with maggots. They can't distinguish. They can't delineate. They can't critically think. And so they think that neither can Biden. They have no memory of things that happened a couple of days ago. They have no memory of things that happened a couple of years ago. They have no memory of the Trump presidency. They have no memory of COVID. They don't remember the lockdowns. They don't remember any of it. They don't remember being told it was a hoax. They don't remember being locked in their apartments. They don't remember not being able to go outside or go to work. Or they don't remember being in food lines. So they assume neither does Joe Biden. Well, I got news for you. That's a you problem.